Always vote.
Hey, welcome to All Range Mode Podcast. This is episode 35. We got quite a neat surprise today. Let's go through the rounds here. My name's Joe. To my right, I got Dan.
Huzzah.
Dan's right, we got Kyle.
Hello.
Kyle's right, we got Chad.
What's that, Nick?
Chad's right, we got Doug.
Hey.
Full house tonight, and back to me. Welcome to the show. We talk about games and movies and anything else that we're interested in, and we'd like you to join the conversation.
And the biggest news right now.
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/allrangemodepodcast. You can also find us at allrangemode.ca, and we're on iTunes. So let's start the show. We got quite a cool surprise today.
Yeah, something pretty miraculous happened earlier today. Chad texted me. He said, let's meet up a little bit before at 8 o'clock, and we'll go to Toys R Us, search for some Mr. Gold minifigures. As we were there, I went into the video game section, and there was some woman working behind the counter who seemed kind of clueless, and I thought, I'm going to try this. I asked her if The Last of Us was out, and I said, I didn't see it on the shelves, knowing full and well the game doesn't come out till next Friday. I didn't see it on the shelves, I was just wondering if you guys had the game in. And she walks around, she's looking in like the
GameCube, the
Wii and the 3DS section.
It's not here.
And she says it's not there. I was like, well, could you maybe check in that counter behind you? And as soon as she opens it, I see the game sitting right there. And I was just like, oh, that's it. That's The Last of Us. And she was like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. I don't know why it's not out there yet. She grabs it out of the shelf. I'm shaking at this point. It's in one of those protective cases, and she's trying to get it off. And I just, like, whipped my Visa card out right away. Just like, let's go. I was nervous she was going to scan it, and it was going to say, like, do not sell. Or Chad was like, it's not going to work. It's going to be in a box that says...
They usually do that. Like, I think it's sealed, like, do not open before this day.
It says do not sell before the...
Yeah, I imagine
when you
ship in that box.
When you scan the barcode, it's like... Like, it comes out saying, like, no.
This woman was so clueless, she would have just, like, if that came up on the screen, she would have hit cancel.
Her
like, to her,
sassy.
Yeah, to her, this was the, he wants it, I've got it, I'm selling it, this is what I do.
That's pretty awesome.
And
I'm going first thing in the morning.
It's amazing. I'm thrilled, yeah. And here we are.
So
I'm not
going to
get it.
Doug,
you're going to go in an Xbox.
For fucking every game that's come out in the last decade that I've been really, really excited for, there's a few a year, I go online and I look and see if there's videos of people who have them early. And sometimes people get them early, and I've always been like really, really jealous, and I always wanted to be me. And I'm fucking so sure Doug, of all
people. What do
you
mean, Doug? The biggest PlayStation fan?
No,
the
not,
biggest
I'm not
PlayStation
saying,
game.
I'm not saying,
I deserve this, Dan.
Fucking Doug.
Not a negative way.
I mean,
no, yeah.
My friend, someone I know,
actually gets it. Yeah, yeah, I see what you mean.
That's
awesome. When I worked at EB Games, I had an advanced copy of Smash Brothers Brawl, I think it was. Yeah, it was the one for Wii. And we had it, and like my manager, he's the coolest guy. He let us take it all home, like the weekend that we were, like the weekend before it came out, or something like that, or a couple days before. It was like right when I was quitting, or something like that. I find out later that there was this huge like purge, and they like fired everybody who had an advanced copy of Smash Brothers Brawl. But I had already quit.
Oh wow!
But I found
That's
out.
What I'm saying.
That,
I was like, Toys R Us could.
No, wait.
Lose
I'm sorry.
Their video game like. Retailing license.
They wouldn't.
I'm sorry, I'm wrong.
They
that happened at a different branch. The same thing happened at a different branch of EB Games, and they all got fired. My manager got fired. So
wait.
he got the call, and he was like, "Yes, I did that. I'm not gonna bullshit you. Like, what do I do?" And they're just like, "Oh man, this is rough." And he just fucking quit and moved to like Vancouver. He was devastated.
What?
Do you know?
I don't know, man. He loved that place.
Didn't you guys know Steve Moncom? Like who he is?
No.
Look, guys, we're gonna start this.
You push start. Amanda's older sister's boyfriend used to work at Rogers Video. Every single time a Call of Duty game came out, for the last 100 of them, he gets them like as soon as the store gets them. He would just take them home without scanning it, and take it home, and play it.
Nice.
For weeks.
Well, the whole thing that got me on this thought process. I was watching on IGN. I was listening to the podcast. And they were talking about it, and Greg Miller was just like, yeah, we've had the game for 3 weeks in the office, and it's awesome that we're finally able to review it now. And he was saying, like, developers don't usually ship the game out that far in advance unless they're confident, like,
it's
this
awesome.
Game is awesome,
well,
let's let them review it and go to it. And anyways, hearing that, I was in Russ today, I was like, I bet you Russ has it. Doesn't come out until next week, but I know they've got this fucker in the store.
I'm gonna go first thing in the morning. I 99% chance I'm not gonna get it, but if I got that 1%,
you know what? Behind the counter, it's in there. There's no sticker on the games in the counter.
There's nothing. Just oh, it's that game.
The games are just sitting there, and they're clueless, dude.
Screen is. So yeah, a lot of high praise for this game.
Yeah.
I watched the video. Generational flagship. I don't know, man.
It has the highest rated 10s on Metacritic.
Most 10s. More 10s than any game in this generation.
And it's that was on the podcast.
It's not out yet.
According to Greg Miller.
So it dethrones...
everything.
Okay, it's not the highest rated game.
So it dethrones Mario Galaxy 2 as the highest rated game ever?
No, I just said it has the most 10s.
Okay. We got video.
Is it Resident Evil for 42?
Tommy, listen to me. He is the contractor. He's the contractor, okay? I can't lose this job. I understand.
Get that brain yourself.
Let's talk about this in the morning, okay? We'll talk about it in the morning. All right, good night. Scoot.
I'm at work, huh?
What are you still doing up?
Sleep. Yeah.
Nice.
Hello?
Sarah, honey, I need to get your daddy on the phone.
Oh, Tommy, what time is it?
I need to talk to your dad now.
There's beans everywhere.
Hello?
Don't take my beans credit.
Sarah! Sarah!
Any other game. Bad!
Bad. Bad. Everywhere.
What was that all about?
Doug, you're actually playing as her, so you should probably move.
Doug, you have to replay this without us here.
I know. Hey, Doug.
So the game looks pretty
Dad?
Good.
Oh.
He's fighting the Banes in the basement.
There's not going to be a Banes for at least half hour.
Five minutes.
5 minutes.
In this, in
the
this Banes house.
Head in the toilet.
Yeah.
Local Banes eats me.
That's exactly what it is. Don't go near the doors. Just stand back there.
Dad, you're kind of freaking me out. What's going on?
It's the Coopers.
Bad dialogue.
Get you my beans.
It's not bad dialogue.
Get you my beans.
I'm kind of sick.
It's so cool how when I turn around, she, like, moves her hand around.
I agree with you. That is fucking awesome.
That's fucking sweet.
See, that's the little things that Naughty Dog has done to make this game that much better.
What? Like, I'm moving the controller, and she's moving around the car
she's
like this.
What?
I don't know. In other games, it would just be like this.
It's not just the camera.
It's just a stale, like...
Oh, shit. Go forward. Get out of the way, old man.
You can't stop your time.
I can't fucking drive through! Do I got there? They're behind me, too!
Yeah, that was a slow walk. A
couple of F-bombs.
There's gonna be a lot of those.
Oh!
That was so awesome.
Oh my god.
You're supposed to look at it.
Would you look at that? I wonder if you can die right now.
Keep running!
There's people everywhere. It's awesome.
People are
all
on fire.
Don't look, sir. He's looking at me,
baby. Oh, the army's here.
No, it's probably just a redneck.
It's okay, baby. We're safe. We're safe. Hey.
Fuck.
We need
you
to help. Stop. Please. It's my daughter. I think her leg's broken.
Stop right there.
We're not sick.
That almost I would say that rivals Mass Effect 2 opening sequence. I don't know.
Rivals? That was
pulling
that shit out of the water.
I don't know. I like Mass Effect 2 quite a bit.
It's bleeps and bloops compared to this.
Get the fuck out of here.
Beeps and squawks.
Beeps and squawks.
That's fine. That's fine. What did you guys all think of? What was your first impression on The Last of Us?
Beeps and squawk bloops.
I think it's going to be a pretty cinematic game.
Yeah. I don't know, I heard the campaign's, what is it, like 12 hours or something like that?
Closer, 25.
25?
No, that's what they said in the IGN review, they said on his first playthrough.
Well, they're all terrible.
They are bad, though. I always beat games probably. Right.
But
so
like
25 hours, you beat it in 6.
No, you beat it in 20.
18, 17, 18, probably.
It's going to be that long?
Yeah.
The main focus of this game is the campaign. They said the multiplayer is like...
Just tacked on. This is pretty neat, too, though.
I'd almost rather them not have a multiplayer in this game.
Yeah.
Why?
Just to prove a point.
You know what, though? I get
not
it.
Every game
like,
needs some kind of multiplayer.
They took like a similar model of Uncharted's multiplayer,
and
so I don't think it took a lot away from the
Uncharted.
Campaign for them
people
as developers.
People actually play the Uncharted multiplayer.
Yeah, Uncharted 3 is like the most played PlayStation 3 online game. Exclusive online game, yeah.
Well, I would wager that it's the only exclusive online game that people would be playing today.
Okay, have you seen how awesome
Killzone are huge. That was like
our group of friends is not into them.
No, that's what I'm saying.
They have a following.
At this point,
that's an exclusive that Sony pushed as like one of their exclusives. Like, it's the best game, and nobody plays a multiplayer, but people still play Uncharted multiplayer.
Yeah, I'm talking about it more like over the span of the PlayStation. Like, it's been a very popular game. I don't know what people are playing now.
I feel like there's so much more integrity. Like, when I hear about a game and they're just like, there's no multiplayer. You know, like, okay, I know that you had a plan. Like, Bioshock.
I was let down, though. I feel a little bit ripped off. Paying $60 for Bioshock, and I beat the game in 8 hours. I beat it on every difficulty. They put in that 1999 mode. I appreciated it. Played that.
Yeah.
Played the shit out of that game, and, like, I feel like I'm going to get so much more out of this game.
I want to praise Sony for one thing. PlayStation Plus.
Yeah.
Is the best fucking deal in video games.
Honestly, I think...
Have you seen June's games? Like, what they're
Uncharted
giving?
3. I forgot
Uncharted
what
3, were. XCOM, which, like, just came out.
Kraken and Pass It is in that E3 episode. It's the original Kraken and Pass
It. Yeah, it was.
Right, go on.
But they're giving away 6 full games.
Really?
Yeah, this month. And
so
if I $5.
So if I do this, I get 6 games?
6 games.
Yeah,
and
plus
there's good games
else is out there. You pay the monthly fee, and then when you're done paying, they take the games away, which is fine.
Yeah, but like...
Once I beat it.
With Xbox, like when they come out with the... Like if you buy all the arcade games in this month for 1,200 points each,
you get
$5
points back.
Yeah, you get...
50 cents.
You get 400 points.
With PlayStation 2, like, they're always releasing new games. Like, so right now, if you were to become a PlayStation...
$80, you get $5.
The other good thing about it is, like, if you were to become... Say, you sign up right now, you can only get the games that are on the PlayStation Plus, like, what they're offering now.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, say you were like, oh, XCOM, I don't know that I'm that into it. You can put it in your instant queue, so you don't have to download it to use any of your bandwidth, and then 2 months from now, they take that game away, put 4 new games up. You can still download that.
Because it's
for free. Because it's in your queue as a PlayStation Plus subscriber. Or any games you downloaded, you have that whole... Like, people who have been members since the beginning could have 20 games.
That's pretty neat.
I feel like we're all buying PS4.
Possibly.
Like what Doug said before, he's like, I think something's going to happen.
That's going to put us all on the same thing. Yeah.
Put us all on the same thing.
There's going to be a clear good choice.
But I'm pretty sure PS4 is going to do the same exact, like DRM.
We're skipping ahead just a little bit, but it's funny that you said that, because once you said something's going to put us all on the same page, and then you're like, Sony's going to do something wrong, and like you were saying that it wasn't going to be Sony. Like, you were ready to jump ship that episode. And like, look what's in the past couple of months, like, all of that just flipped right over.
In that episode, we were just like, Kinect 2, it's going to be so bad. Like, they actually came out with a Kinect, like,
I'm clicking in here. Can we crack and pass the door?
Yeah. I think there was actually, like, a turning point. Like, zero?
He's just laying there with his tongue on the floor.
Can I come in? Like, I want to play The Last of Us 2.
Think about, remember that E3 right after PSN went down? PSN was down for like 2 weeks. I feel like it was just like, we have to do something.
Was it 2 months?
It was 2 months total.
It was down for a while. But that E3 back, the guy was just like, I'm sorry, we're going to fix this. We're gonna do good things for you, I promise. And since then, it seems like Sony's only made good decisions. Xbox has only made bad.
Well, they fired their CEO and got a new one.
I don't think that Microsoft has necessarily made bad decisions.
Yeah,
I just don't feel like they've made any decisions. They gave up 2 years ago, and they're just rolling with the punches now. Like, let me tell you,
bad decision. Oh, congratulations. You get 2% back now on your purchases or whatever, or your gamer score or something like that. Like, they've what else?
While Sony's like, here, have all these free games.
Yeah, doubling down on Kinect when it doesn't work. Like, they've it seems like there's not much that they're doing right. Oh, updating the interface that is terrible. Like, and filling it with advertisements.
Oh, yeah.
That was another bad decision.
I'll give you that one.
It seems like they're really going to struggle with Xbox One, and I suppose we can bring up the whole DRM thing now. It's just they're being very, very strict with digital rights.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I've got it right here. I mean, Chad, you can take it from here about the digital rights thing.
When I first read it sounded like it sounded like what they were doing was just taking every game that you buy. It was really stupid. Every rule they put onto it just seemed ridiculous. Like,
it's like it's not your game.
You can share it with one friend, but only once, and then the game's basically useless.
You can't share it. You can give it to somebody. They can't borrow it.
Yeah, that was what I...
And you have to be their friend on Xbox Live for 30 days.
Yeah.
So if it was a Kijiji deal, you couldn't just work that out quickly.
Yeah, yeah, true, man.
And if I want to play, like, I'll read the
highlights. But look, can I say, like, Microsoft, that's all something for third parties, they said. So third-party publishers like EA, if they want to adhere by all those rules, they can do that. But all, like, Microsoft first-party games that they publish themselves are going to be just like games now. They're going to still be... You can trade them, you can pass them wherever you're going to get...
So you can sip them.
You can sip them and pass them.
You can sip them and pass them, no problem.
But I don't know about
it's
that.
It's up to the publisher to say... Yeah, we want this. Because EA does, like, online passes.
They're done with it now.
Yeah, but there's no way. Yeah,
because they know they're going to take advantage of this Xbox One shit.
Fucking
bastards, eh? I think it's up to third parties to do that, but I'm pretty sure Xbox is going to adhere to their own guidelines and rules. No, why wouldn't they?
Because they're leaving the option for third parties to make more money on their system. Like, that's going to make us more money, so yeah, we're going to do that.
There's a lot of weird rules. The fact that, like, there's only certain, like, retailers that you can bring back your games to, I can no longer... If I bring my game to, like, your house, for instance, it's like they're saying, oh, it's fine, as long as you're signed on. But I have to install my game...
You play it for an hour, and you have to be constantly online.
Yeah, I have to install my game on your thing. Connect is always... The eye of Connect is always watching, wanting.
There's that thing too about how anyone in your house, up to 10 people, can play your games. So, there's...
Yeah, but that's if you want to share achievements.
Does anybody want to reload? It's on one account.
Yeah, it is. No, it's on multiple accounts.
Yeah, on one system?
But,
I'll also be in the same... Like, your games on your system are the games for anybody.
Microsoft's going to prove that they're members of your family or something like that.
Jesus Christ.
And, it just, as a consumer, makes you feel taken advantage of.
Exactly. Like, that's my thought.
It's a step in the wrong direction. Like, I'm not saying... Like, no one else has announced what they're doing yet, but them coming out first with this, it's just like...
Yeah, no.
Sony has a choice now. Do we go in at 50% of what Microsoft is doing and still look like heroes while retaining digital rights, or... Just go, like, we open this thing up to you.
There's
like,
no games. There's no way they're going to do that.
Who knows? But from a CEO standpoint...
Microsoft's going to follow the same thing. Just be, whatever, buy games, fuck it. There's no way they're going to allow somebody to do that.
Sony will have praise, and they need it.
They don't even need it. Everybody thinks they're the fucking heroes right now, because they're just sitting silent. They have the exact same things. They have... Their Kinect that they never really gave.
You know what? Everybody is.
No, they don't. The interface for PS4 is not going to be moving your hands around and like trying to like.
And you're going to be able to talk to it. I guarantee.
Talking to the PS4? I don't know, dude.
PlayStation looks exactly like a Kinect.
Hey, we're gonna know a week from now.
Yeah, we're gonna know in a couple days.
A week from now or a couple days?
A couple days from now, I guess.
Microsoft's conference is at 2:00.
12.
Sorry, I don't even know what day.
Fuck! I'm gonna be at work again.
12 on Monday.
What day is the Sony conference? Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday? It's
probably Tuesday.
Yeah, it might be Tuesday.
And Microsoft's is Monday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nintendo's also Tuesday.
Can anybody go and refill our beers for you?
It's upsetting because there's going to be a lot of great games announced.
Thank you. Please.
I don't want to buy into this whole fucking Big Brother thing where I'm being watched.
Ridiculous thing, and I'm fucking sick of everyone saying, oh, I'm going to be watched. Just as much as your cell phones are going to be listened to? No, they're not.
Yeah, I know.
No, they're not. Period. That's it.
It's sad to see these glory days go
by. It's not the thing that you're being watched, which it kind of sucks. And, I mean, they're not this evil corporation that's going to be, I don't know, keeping an eye on you or something like that. Same thing with your cell phone. Everyone said that about, like, what was it? Your iPhone wants to use your location. Everyone was like, I don't want them to know what store I'm in. I was just like, who gives a fuck if they know what store I'm in?
Yeah.
They'll probably say, hey, there's a sale at this store. Like, you know, I'm not too worried about the Kinect keeping an eye on me. I don't ever want to use Kinect. I think it's dumb.
But the problem is like the whole like
the government's reading your emails anyway.
Well, the fact that they're trying to sugarcoat it, like it's a great thing for us. Like, oh, don't worry, you can play your game for up to 24 hours before we want it. Before we need to check and see if you bought any new games and like fuck off.
Yeah, you can be offline for 24 hours.
And then they have to check to see if you sold any games or if like anybody else is in your house playing your game. Fuck you know that, man.
This stuff has been going on. Like, you can't even do that with Steam. You buy a game on Steam, that game is yours. And that's it.
But yeah, you but share it. When you're
it's been going on like that for years.
PC
and millions of people have bought into it.
PC and console is different.
They are different, but
because I don't bring my computer to your house and we play games and stuff together. I'm like, the fact that you are connected to your PC is fine. That's one thing. But we like consoles because they're open, because we have the options to bring our games and borrow our games and trade our games.
True.
Like, it's a completely different thing, and like that's the reason we like consoles instead of PC. So like,
but it's all for some. It's all these big companies like Sony and Microsoft. They want third party support. Like everybody has. You buy a game on PC, and everybody has to buy that game on PC. You can't just lend it to your friend.
Yeah, right. But that's why I don't play PC games.
I know, but they're losing out on a lot of money there. Like, third parties know that. Oh, we're making a lot more money on PC by people buying it.
Well, we're still hearing Xbox news, and still none of it is about games.
No,
and that's
actually.
That's
did
like
you
a
see?
Pretty big
did
problem.
You see a game that they showed today?
No.
Loco Cycle for Xbox One.
That was the game where you could like you're being dragged by a motorcycle.
It looks.
Like
shit. It's it looks like an Xbox 360 launch title.
It's an arcade game. You know it's an arcade game, right?
Yeah, but it's
there's no there's no X. There's
that's
no,
the only game.
That's
shows.
The first game they're showing. Well, they showed Call of Duty, and it looks like shit.
There's no live arcade.
They showed boat racing.
It's just marketplace
games.
Now.
Call of Duty. All they have to do is say Call of Duty on Xbox One. They're gonna sell 8 million copies in the first day.
Call of Duty's gonna be on PS4 too.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Anyone. That's all they have to do. Call of Duty can look as bad as. Fucking anything. It's gonna sell.
That's stupid, dog. Should we just go all in and talk about
everything.
Games and like the transition between E3 and then like this is our pre E3 episode?
Sure.
I don't want to compare our predictions yet. Like, well, I think we should save that for the actual E3 episode.
Yeah.
I did fill out a thing.
You're ready to go.
Yes.
Okay, right on.
I literally just got
there's back. There's some things that we can already say, like, oh, these have been confirmed already.
Oh, yeah?
And,
mine are probably all right.
You know what, I did want to,
keep pushing bullshit.
While we're listening to, while we're listening to our recap, try and just jot down, you know, and then we'll be able to compare.
I would like to listen to that after this.
Listen to it.
Right. One thing I want to say, though, is just, like, back on the whole digital rights thing, and this is not, I'm not trying to bash Xbox here, like Sony could come out and do the same thing. I just think, like, in terms of the video game industry, it's following a similar suit to the music industry. They just took advantage of their consumers and charged people up the ass for CDs, and when people were able to find an alternative and like a cheaper method, the whole industry crumbled. And I think if the video game industry tries to just squeeze more and more money out of people instead of like they have a new opportunity with streaming to make the service better or to just rip people off. And I think if they choose to rip people off, it's just going to blow up in their faces.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
That's put really
and,
well.
Like, doing this is not the right way. This whole DRM thing is just, like, fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
It's a step in the wrong direction.
Do you remember when I said, you know, I really want Xbox to wow me, something that I'm not even prepared for, like they did with the 360. Now I need an HDTV, and that's a problem. But it worked out.
Yeah,
you know
the
mean?
Technology
but
caught up with it.
Yeah, I still think that this is... I don't think there's anything good about it, like, as far as the consumer is concerned.
Yeah.
And that's who I am, you know? Like, it just... It seems like... Not only A, are they're gouging us, but B, they're trying to hide, like, they're trying to, you know, say it like it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know the cliche, there is one, like, something, something, and give me shit and call it cake, I don't know. I don't know, but that's exactly what I think they're doing, and that they're trying to play us for fools, I feel like. Like, good news! And, like, they
you didn't play the game you bought.
Yeah, as long as you install it and sign in, and if you want to go to a friend's house, you can play for an hour. Great,
because that's how long you're at your friend's house.
Not only that, and they're like, "Well, the good news is every Xbox One consumer will have broadband connection." And I immediately thought of you, Chad.
I do have it, and I'm constantly online.
They did say today that the stat of the broadband is very low that you have to have. They're like, if you live in North America, you have this connection.
Yeah, but they're planning on, like, they're planning on making their system better with cloud, like, processing or something like that. And
yeah, my console won't be able to.
Yeah, also, I think it was on CAGcast, they were talking about the hackers. Just the way,
breaking
like,
it down instantly.
Like the hacker for the everyman, like, they're going to go after this thing like fucking wildfire.
Yeah.
Right, and they have a reason to.
It's like you're taking away the rights of the consumers that have supported you this far.
Exactly.
Now, these people are going to go online and just say, well, fuck you, bring it down, hack it, it's broken.
Yeah.
Fix it.
Oh my god. I wonder.
Hopefully that happens.
Is there going to be. Are we going to be charged to play online too?
I don't
unannounced.
Even. The more, I think about it, it's just like, games are a waste of time anyways.
I don't know. Maybe I'll just play Mega Man X on Wii U. Last of Us looked pretty good.
The Last of Us looks good.
I was just talking to Sherry about that in the car today, and like how much gaming used to be a hobby of mine, and it's been such a long time since I've been able to sit for 6 hours straight and play something.
Well, we're at a stop.
If I'm not, doesn't matter.
It's game specific.
BioShock came out, and I sat with it, and I sat for 2 hours, and I was like, fuck this.
I got right into it.
It was a good
game.
It was a good
game,
and I couldn't do it.
Yeah, 2 years ago, I would have beat the hell out of that game, and it was the best game of all time.
Yeah, I have better things to do. And
I mean,
I'm hoping that
Battlefield ruined me.
This next generation, with seeing something new, innovative, something I haven't seen before, and just the graphical power, is going to make me want it really, really bad.
I've beat Super Metroid and Mega Man X since we last spoke.
How was Mega Man?
Dude, Mega Man's good. 3DS is the best console out
right now.
Get
the fuck... Go play your Pokemon
3DS
Black.
3DS is the best console.
Go jerk off your little Pokemans.
Well, I mean, popular opinion would agree with you.
Yeah, 12-year-old
kid. Amazing. I mean, did you see the Animal Crossing reviews? Yeah,
the numbers would agree with you.
Just stop this.
Animal Crossing looks amazing.
Yeah. I'm
the new Link to the Past.
Wait,
weren't you just asking for Animal Crossing? You're on the subway all the time.
If it's on my phone,
you live an hour
commute
into work.
I'm not buying a $200 little handheld console to play.
I wish it was high res. The screen is not high resolution.
Yeah, but you might get your wish.
I hope we all get a 3DS XL when the new Pokemon game comes out. There's mounts.
Wait, what?
It's 3D.
Is this our dream?
It looks amazing.
What?
Is this our dream? Like a 3D?
Not Skylanders.
Not Wii U.
No. A
3D.
You
tease me for liking Pokemon. And like, oh my god, no, shut up.
Well, don't.
But this
really
is.
Salt.
No, he did say he would come in his pants in the
E3. If I made a Pokemon game in a 3D world, but it's like the Pokemon games that are out now, instead of the overhead view where it's just beeps and squawks.
That's what it is.
Then I'm going to come in my pants.
For 3DS XL.
I'm buying it.
There's mounts, too. When you're in the city, you can just be riding a fucking Charmander through,
Although, like a bicycle.
I think about the score right now, just like in the little towns.
Beep, 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 beep.
The Poke Center.
Beep, 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 squawk.
That's what happens when you get your Pokemon healed.
Oh,
I was watching Pokemon today, actually, when we woke up this morning, and I turned the TV on for the boys, and Pokemon is the absolute worst television show ever
made. Still on?
Yeah, and there's like 75,000 Pokemon now, and they all have, they're like
150. That was
yeah, 150.
I know.
I didn't recognize
that. That's gonna be a learning curve when the new game comes out. But we're gonna have to get over it.
The only Pokemon I recognize
was fucking Squawk Max.
Pikachu.
Squawk Max.
Back in my day, there
was
only 150.
Pikachu was the only one I recognized, and it's not even the same voice. It doesn't sound the same.
Pikachu! Why did they make Pikachu the marketable Pokemon? Like, put
it
on everything.
Japanese cat.
But they made it the least fucking powerful. If you played as that thing in the game, there's no way it was good.
Because you have to teach the Pokemon the power that's inside. That's the whole
thing. Yeah, but if you evolved into a Raichu, it was still shit.
Tim bought like a life-size stuffed animal of Pikachu.
Life-size.
No, it was from...
Nice. Same joke.
No, it was like a rip-off. It wasn't official, licensed Nintendo product. It was just... It was one from, like, Strawberry Fest.
Strawberry Fest is on right now. We should crash that festival.
Oh, my God, we can.
Yeah. The,
done.
Things are on.
Take a little dip in the pool.
It had a...
Ooh, baby.
God, that'd be amazing.
Not even Pikachu. It's Squeakachu.
Yeah, you touch it inside, and it was like... I love you. I love you.
Yeah.
The first time?
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
The first time I heard of Pokemon cards, like, everyone at Reese's had them, and I wanted them so bad. My mom was just like, all right, I'll take you to get some, but, like, I'm not driving to the mall right now. So I went to E&J, and they had Pokemon cards for sale, but they were just, like, not the
license. Oh, I made that mistake. Oh. I made that fucking mistake.
And these were my first cards, and I went to school the next day.
Everyone's like,
recess,
you're
everyone's
gay.
Like, I'm not playing you.
Remember, they were longer and thinner, and it was like,
and
the
holographics
was like
were
a
like,
shade lighter than the actual card.
It's
it
funny
was like
that
dull. There was no matte on it.
I was so mad, man.
It's funny that the title of this episode will be like Last of Us Revealed, and 20 minutes in, we're only talking about Pokemon. I feel like any smart and funny person
15 years ago
could break Pokemon. Could break down our podcast like, no, I don't listen to it anymore. You guys like, just fucking Pokemon, Lord of the Rings. Star Wars, or you just fart and argue with each other?
This is actually one podcast where we have breaking news that isn't available to all the other podcasts. Yet we're done with it.
Well, I mean,
we can't spoil it.
Oh well, yeah,
we can't spoil it, but we could play it a little longer and give some more. Impressions.
We're gonna. I want to stay with
it's
you.
It's not
while
under embargo
your play.
For us.
I know.
What the
fuck?
Joe
Bargo. We're consumers.
I'm just kidding. We're on embargo right
we
now.
We are the consumers.
We're pretty official.
I'm just kidding.
You know, I signed.
It was under
Naughty Dog's not
going to
give me
a turn
four if
Toys
I talk
Us.
About this.
It was under embargo at Toys R Us not to sell to the 14th.
Oh my god.
You know what? This was, Chad was like, don't even, like, he didn't say don't try it, but it was close to that. He was like, it's not going to work, man. It's not going to work.
So yeah, that's I'm glad you fucking kicked
this is the kind of shit, man. This is the kind of shit we won't be able to get away with.
Doug, if this ever happens in your life again, and I won't, but if it ever does, you buy two copies.
This is the perfect game. It wasn't like Lego Lord of the Rings, like,
dude,
I was kind of excited for
imagine about,
it.
Like, let's go tomorrow, we'll buy them all out, and then we'll sell them like a GG for three times the price.
Oh my god.
I fucking...
I was shaky while I was...
My god, Akeem!
I gave her my Visa card, and I was just like, it's still not going to work. I saw, like, another employee walk by her, and
like, oh,
I was all...
Oh, you can't sell those yet.
We got into the car, and I hid it under the seat, because I was still determined they were going to come out the parking lot.
Hey,
we're calling the cops!
My security, you got three feelers in the Lego section.
Well, Doug, I'm a...
That was our other joke, because we were feeling through for the mystery results. We heard the PA come on, like, Brandon, line one. Security, we got three feelers.
And by the way, look what I felt myself, boys.
What I felt myself.
my Series 10.
That's 5P10.
Is it expensive?
Let him see it.
Leave him see it. I can't.
Well, what is Series 10? What does this mean?
Doug, the world's treating you well. I'm happy for you, man.
Things are working out for you.
Gold will find its way to you.
I like it.
What are you? Why is...
I'm branching out, boys. Would you like an extra out? George Washington?
Three George Washingtons?
I had three George Washingtons. Sarah got me five for my birthday, and three of them were George Washington. I was like,
no,
you
I
didn't
need,
feel the package?
I need fucking the Millennium Falcon.
Look how I felt myself today. Some Medusa.
It's nice. I love
guys,
it.
We should...
Wow, that's fucking gold.
Instead of trying to do Secret Santa next, we should just tell what we want, and then everyone else chips in. So I put in my, like, 30, and then Dan will put 30. Oh, no, then we'd have to put almost $100. It's not bad.
For that.
Not bad.
I can spend $100 on my friends.
So it's like
we spend
$100
each.
Yeah.
It would be the best.
No, but it wouldn't be spending 100 each. It's like 30, 30, 30. Well, I mean, we'll get Kyle in there. So that's 120. And then you spend 100. You put your 120. We'll all get something great.
I'm just going to get two games.
Dale will get Planet Earth on Blu-ray again.
Oh, so
Life on Blu-ray. It's fucking amazing.
I know.
By the way.
Hey, I touched a stingray today for the first time in my life.
Today?
Pretty neat. Yeah, bunch of them.
Is this did they show you how it eats and stuff and go...
one of them went to my finger.
Ugh.
They were only this big.
Do you guys remember when Steve Irwin died?
Yeah.
Obviously.
It was a big one.
I'm not even kidding you. 4 days after that happened, I went to Mexico on vacation with my family, and we went on this excursion where it was like 4 hours long. You just went out in the ocean with these guides. They took you out by boat, and you kind of swam around this huge thing snorkeling. So you were just in the ocean along this like coral reef fence, and as I was looking in with my... snorkel or whatever, I just saw like dirt and like nothing. There was some other fish just swimming around, and then it just like And the whole time I'm thinking, Steve Irwin just died. A fucking stingray killed him, probably in some shit like this. And I just saw this beast, like the size of my bed. Just...
You got to experience that, and today I touched a fucking goat. I was excited to touch a goat.
A goat.
No, there was,
it was horrifying.
I pet a camel today, like a baby camel. It was pretty neat. And an antelope licked my hand a bunch of times.
Camel's
sweet. Hey.
Steve, yeah. Steve Irwin was trying to jam his thumb up its butthole.
Yeah.
What happens if I stick my thumb in its ass?
Oh, man, I was like 19, though. I was afraid when I saw that fucking thing.
Just grab it. Look at what you do here. Fucking its ass. Dead.
I wonder if he was videotaped, if the death is on tape.
I heard it wasn't.
On tape, yeah.
No, it wasn't.
It was only for a show.
It was pre-recorded. It was like before they
pre-recorded.
Pre-recording.
Why would he jump on it before?
He was going to fuck it. Get excited.
Trying to get it excited.
I mean, do we have anything else? You guys want to talk about games some more? Or?
I got another TV show I wouldn't mind talking about.
What's that?
If he can find me.
Game of Thrones, last episode. Holy
hey!
Shit. We can talk about that. If you haven't seen it by now.
Do you want to hear the worst of it? Without giving a spoiler, you're talking about...
I've sort of swapped on my whole Game of Thrones talk, and we talk about Walking Dead, like, immediately after it comes out. I mean, what's...
This is a show about current games and movies. If you haven't seen it yet,
I was really upset when people were even saying this is a good episode of Game of Thrones on Facebook. Tip me off.
If you like HBO on Facebook, HBO's official Game of Thrones, 2 days after the show had aired, they were posting spoilers. They were like, seen tonight's big episode? Check in to get the official...
Knock it off, Fox! Hey, Einstein, I'm on your side!
Spoiler. Whatever. But I'm just saying, the official HBO Game of Thrones...
I'm going to bleep that out.
Okay, no, bleep that out. I'm beeping just saying it.
You're not.
2 days after the fucking episode had aired, HBO, the company, leaked those spoilers.
Yeah.
That's fucking bullshit, crazy. Man.
Like, God... You know, thank God for the book readers who have shown so much restraint. And, like, the information's been out there for a long time. And we have not heard mum about this stuff.
Or dad.
And as soon as it's out on TV, people are exploding all over the fucking internet. That, like, because, and like, we're a disgrace. We're a disgrace to, like, Game of Thrones. The book, people who have been reading the book have been keeping it quiet so long. And there's more stuff that's probably happening in season 4, 5, 6.
Can we talk about it, though? Can we at least talk about it and say, if you haven't heard it now, turn it off for the next 5 minutes?
There's nothing to do, but...
When did you talk about it?
When we talked about it, like, to off the air.
Oh, well, I was...
Not even that much, though. We more talked about the spoilers than the actual... Yeah. What we thought of the episode.
There's nothing really to talk about it.
It was the biggest episode of the series so far.
Brand
is
a pretty neat shit.
Definitely.
It was huge.
I think we should maybe wait till the finale, and then we'll maybe, like, if you want to talk about it, we can cap it off. But
okay, the finale's on Sunday, and next week's talk is all E3.
Joffrey dies.
Joffrey better get his little dick chopped
off. If Joffrey died, would you even care at this point? He's, like, they haven't been making you hate him as much all this season.
I hate him, like, he's mean to characters I don't like, so I don't really care. Like, I mean, Sansa, but that whole story arc is pretty weak right now.
Can I say something that could potentially be minor spoiler information, but that isn't
that we haven't seen?
No. It's not based off anything I heard about the books.
Did you see it on TV?
No.
It's an idea of your
own. Well, then I don't
know. It's a theory I have.
Oh, you have a theory? Oh,
yeah, okay. I have a theory. I have a theory. It's a theory with some evidence, but that doesn't have anything to do with the books.
No. I don't want to hear it.
I do.
You don't want to hear it? Kyle already knows it.
Oh, I know.
Can Kyle tell me then?
Is it reasonable?
I don't know.
It's not that big of a deal, really.
Then go.
I don't know, man. Like, go. It's the only thing that I hold dear to me is not spoiling Game of Thrones.
It's not... It's just a theory I have.
Oh, that we'll see Sean Bean again?
No.
I have that theory.
Aragorn shows up.
It's somebody dies because of a reason. That has nothing to do with someone told me or book or anything.
I hope Daenerys
something
does.
So what's leading you to believe this?
Okay. The actor who plays...
Oh my god. No. That definitely means that something happens to him. So I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Remember what happened to fucking...
You know what it is. So why don't we just talk about it?
No. Because I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what actor
is... He's not cast in season 4 or something?
It's recast. Okay, yeah. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. That happened in
he's been recast.
Cast for another TV show.
Yeah. That's a dead giveaway.
What the dead giveaway?
That is a fucking dead giveaway.
What were we saying yesterday in Battlefield?
I saw it on Reddit.
Giveaway.
I wish I didn't.
Died right away.
What? Died right away?
Yeah. I spawned and died instantly. I was like, died right away.
Oh my god.
Died right away. I just spawned and then I died right away.
You couldn't have been that mad either because you were joking about it. Just like, you normally like, died right away. Just, died right away.
No, that's when that's you get to like, such frustration that you're just like singing to stay calm. Like,
died right away.
But yeah. I play like a strategy game.
I play this game every day.
And as soon as I die too much. Yeah, whatever.
No, I know.
Sorry, it's gone. Sorry.
To the abyss.
Okay. Alright, well, that's our Game of Thrones season 3 recap.
Oh,
I recently got Halo 4.
How are you liking that?
Sucks!
It's terrible.
You're gay.
Really? Multiplayer? It is bad. It's bad. It's very bad.
Did you get all the map packs?
We tried to play with them?
No, but that's not important. I don't need those to know that multiplayer is not for me. It's like, the matchmaking, it takes like 10 minutes to find a game.
No, it does not. Does.
Okay,
it didn't.
We spent 2.5 minutes yesterday trying to find.
Yeah, and you're sitting there in a game waiting for people to join.
Dude, Battlefield or BAM instantly in.
This is last.
Yeah, playing fucking Grand Bazaar again.
I could play Grand Bazaar every day if that was the only level.
Every day,
and I would.
I could play that map every.
And I wouldn't be as upset like you join and then it's just like everything's so floaty like you were saying and then you're like the kills are so unsatisfying. I know that I've been playing Battlefield for hundreds of hours and that's just like my game. But like the big maps in Halo are like
annoying,
tiny, small,
very tiny compared.
The guns are like they've introduced so.
How's the Needler? Is it still a power weapon?
Yep,
it's an arcade shooter, man. That's what you're playing.
Let's put it this way: 10 minutes
and the round is over.
I can honestly say this: Halo's time has come and gone.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Hey,
it was on sale for $20 this week. That's why we both got it.
That's a pretty good deal. Campaign's worth it.
Yeah.
So I got something to say. Oh, sorry, go ahead. Finish.
And I wanted to play through the campaign on Legendary.
Yeah.
And I played just the intro level, like the first fight you get into.
Looks good.
I was like, I don't want to fucking.
It's exactly what I did.
I don't want to do this at all.
Playing it, I'm just like, oh, another Covenant dropship.
Oh. Yeah.
Just like
yeah, and the grunts come out.
Yeah, just like I've done this 100 times. I've done this. Yeah. I don't care that any company,
any story, movie, TV show, game is only as good as its enemies. Is only as good as the bad guys. If the bad guys don't have any integrity and they're just kind of shitty,
the whole thing falls apart. The Prometheans are cooler. Like the
I didn't even see them.
I don't know.
Prothean. Prometheus, yeah.
Prometheans
is a good movie.
Protheans is...
No, yeah, they're Prometheans then. Mass Effect is Protheans.
That's what they're called?
Prometheans. Yeah.
Stealthy.
Prometheus is a good movie.
Yeah, I mean, that movie's aging very well.
No, don't go on.
It's climbing, that movie. Stop, that movie's climbing.
Can't do it.
All right, relax.
I want to...
Hold on, I had something to say. Chad, are you all...
Yeah.
What?
Go through it, man. So... Go through it?
What?
One thing that we did, we had plenty of predictions and thoughts about like what Destiny was going to be, and I feel like it's not going to get any E3 talk because it has been revealed since then, so I kind of want to talk about that game.
What's that?
Oh, you want to know what Destiny is?
Well,
it's fucking Halo remapped, reskinned.
So I disagree.
It's Halo Reach.
Did you see those fucking things? They're elites.
Remember the Xbox 3, or the Xbox 3? Xbox One that revealer just like Halo Reach. That was awesome. But
what do you got there, Dougie?
When you fart, you say Halo Reeks.
Okay. Halo Reeks. All right. Are we at the point of the show where Doug starts snacking?
Give me some of that.
Give me some of that
cornbread.
Give me some of that, please.
There you got yellow cake. He got yellow cake.
That's delicious cornbread.
None for me, thanks.
Oh, take a piece of the loaf.
Oh, it's horrible. What is that?
Cornbread.
Oh,
crumble.
Oh, my God.
It tastes like shit.
I'm sorry,
when it mixes with saliva, it turns into flour.
I know. Sarah made it vegan, and it suffered.
Please give me a sip of anything. Oh, my God. It's so dry.
No, it's good. It's good. I do like it.
Yeah. It's just fucking dust.
It's fucking crackers.
I expected a sweet flavor, and it's like eating a tablespoon of salt and sand.
Okay.
Salt and sand.
Thanks for listening to our Destiny review. Or
no, seriously, I was about that.
It's mine.
Destiny is going to be...
No. I'm not saying like it's going to be this great thing. Oh, my God. Are we not going to talk about Destiny?
Talk about Destiny.
All I'm saying is I feel like by buying into Destiny, I'm betraying all the work that that BioWare has done with Mass Effect. It seems like they're trying to I really like Halo, but we want it to be more like Mass Effect. And that's kind of what they're building. And I don't know, I kind of just want to hold out. I kind of want to wait. Even their bad robot guys look just like Geth.
Yeah.
You know, and it does look really, really cool. I'm pretty interested in it, and I'm...
The theory of the, you buy this game and it's good for a few years with just updates is really interesting.
10 years, they said.
I think 10 years is just fucking ballsy. Yeah. That's not going to be the case, but 5... Or 4. That's kind of a cool theory. Just buy the updates and it's this huge game. Completely free to play.
It's got new characters.
But if there's anybody who can pull off network connectivity and technical side of game building, it's the guys
that brought you
Bungie.
Yeah, it's Bungie.
Halo Reach
was were they Bungie?
Hey,
yeah, but their heart wasn't in it, man.
Halo, damn's right, it came and gone.
Well, I was going to say...
It was not Halo, though. I mean, this is new.
Destiny is...
Exactly. They had to jump ship from Microsoft just to move on from that.
Okay,
they probably felt the same way.
What was the game that came out before Halo Reach after ODST. Halo 3?
ODST.
ODST. Yeah. I was in Shopper's Drug Mart, and you know the bin where you stick your arm in like a giant fucking flour mixer
we
and
all
you start
know the bins.
Trushing it over? That game was in there for $4.99.
That's a good deal, man.
Wow. We just pull your hand, put your hand open into the biggest five you can make and stick it in as far as you can.
You
want to
talk about a short campaign.
Pull them out, throw them.
How long was the campaign of that game?
Oh, I know.
Game was $60
next to Wilfred's Playboy Mansion. Or whatever that game
next called. To Plants vs. Zombies and Grand Theft Auto 2.
Yeah.
2.
One thing I will say about Halo 4 that I thought was good were the cutscenes made you feel more attached to the game, the little video intro where it showed Covenant invading and it was that swarm that came out.
It built you up for a
war.
Yeah.
It was that would be scary. This made me feel that would be really scary if I was living on that planet and that happened. That would be that's a scary situation. Before it was just what are people so scared of the Covenant for? They're just jokes.
No. Yeah.
So sorry to bring up Halo. That's I know the game's fucking old. I just
Halo 5.
I thought it was gonna be awesome.
Halo 5 next gen.
I'm indifferent for Halo 5. I don't know.
I can see it.
I'm gonna get excited just because it's embedded. It's embedded into my genes, but I won't be.
You know
what? Well, about 5. You know how? I'm feeling the same way about Metal Gear. How long can you be into one thing for? Eventually, the well's gonna run dry. And you just can't give a shit anymore.
But it's got Kiefer Sutherland now, man.
Mario's different because it's just it's the experience. It's not the story you're playing a Mario game Metal Gear
game.
Or Halo, it's you're playing that because an experience you had when you played the first one. It's
the
just
last
not
Metal Gear
gonna
was
hold
by
up.
My best. Oh, sorry, yeah. Not the last.
I'm glad 1,000. Naughty Dog decided to make this game rather than Uncharted 4 and just make it as good.
Well, they're making Uncharted 4, obviously.
They're gonna make Uncharted 4 for PS4, but whatever. I'm glad they decided to do this.
And Last of Us 2
video game franchises that has to happen. I think if they're on a good roll, they can just keep going.
Point in case, Naughty Dog though, they made Crash Bandicoot. That was their biggest selling PS1 game, and then when but they switched and made.
A better game.
There's nothing saying Konami or whatever.
Same people.
That makes Metal Gear can't. It's Konami.
Well, they're owned by Sony.
Kojima.
It's not Konami. It's Konami.
Who's
Kojima
for
Metal Gear?
Konami's still a company, but
Konami makes the game.
Publishes them?
Yeah.
Boom.
Alright. So, there's nothing saying. I have no doubt that a new Metal Gear game would be amazing. Only for PS3, though. I think that they bring it over to Xbox and it just feels like.
Feels cheap.
It does. It's
the Revengeance or whatever.
Yeah.
Revengeance.
Duh.
Here's what...
Xbox sucks!
Nintendo has a different, formula, right? They think of a gameplay mechanic, and then they go to one of their... They go to one of their franchises and say, what franchise can we connect to this gameplay mechanic? And that's kind of why I think their games are continually being fun, because they're brand new. This is Nintendo.
How are you eating that sand?
They'll come up with a gameplay mechanic. Jesus Christ. Yeah, and
you don't have to watch me eat.
And they'll literally like assign it, like, oh, we have this idea like for like a water gun game, a water gun, like what can you do with water and all that shit, and then Mario Sunshine comes out, you know what I mean? Or like the whole thing with Mario Galaxy, like there's nothing that's tying that game to Mario. It's just we want to make platforming in a with gravity. So it's like they come up with something that's going to be fun and like fun to play, and then they throw one of their throw one of their mascots on it, and then that's the new game.
Yeah,
that's why I think they remain to be fun. The dog farted. Jeez,
was that him or Dan?
No, it's not me.
How can it be him? Sweet, pass me.
How does that get in you?
Let's all be honest with each other,
guys. If I did not, I would be laughing and saying, "You all smell my ass."
Kyle, I'm being honest.
His ass is facing another direction in two rooms separating
us. I think you're used to it, Kyle. It just passes through you, and it's not even
no.
All right, and on to the next section of the All Range Mode podcast.
What is that?
What is he doing this week?
Oh, what am I...
What?
This past week. What did you guys do
this week? Oh, what did I do last week? I did a lot of work. My things are going really well at work.
Yeah?
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, we're expanding and growing, and it's pretty cool stuff.
We're doing your skate park tomorrow.
Yeah, we're pouring my half pipe tomorrow.
Oh, it's happening.
Yeah, yeah, we were supposed to pour it last weekend, but it rained. Oh, no, it didn't rain. Jesus Christ.
It was supposed to rain. Yeah, Joe and I hung out the whole day and it didn't rain.
Hey, it could be like a heartfelt thing to talk about Doug's birthday. I mean, we all celebrated Dougie's birthday.
Yeah. That's why there wasn't a new episode last week.
Yeah.
We all got schmammied for Dougie's.
We bought some Donkey Kong cans and we were...
I got immediately... I got the kegs. I got drunk and uncomfortable and scared and I fucking bailed and took my wife with me. That was a...
We gotta get out!
Sorry for that.
How was that drive home?
Well, I just ruined Shelby's time. She was okay with it, but she didn't want to leave, and I made her leave. That was stupid.
We played Answer the Series Question. You have crumbs all over your face.
We played Answer the Series Question?
Grains of sand. Just
you guys have played a game called Answer the Serious Question?
No, we played it was like Truth or Dare.
It was just all
about
sex. Truth.
No one's talking about Dare, and then it was just like basically just like, where have you guys fucked?
Oh. Yeah, no good information.
I was drunk and I drove home.
And then we played, what is that one? Never Have I Ever.
Never Have I Ever fucked seven girls at once, drink a beer. That's all it was.
Yeah, that's from Family Guy, isn't it?
Just like, oh!
You don't want to play with your girlfriend.
How am I getting it first?
Every time.
You'll get it. Oh. Wait for it.
You know, like, eat some garlic off the floor or something.
Oh, my God.
We gotta focus on not...
What is happening inside his body?
Oh. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. It's got... I told you, bro. Jesus Christ. That is the smelliest thing. Oh.
It's coming in here. Oh.
Close the door.
Okay. Close it up.
No. Close the door.
Okay, what was he doing for me this week? I saw...
Yeah, you went to Kalahiri.
I saw Fast 6.
Oh, wow.
You're wrong.
I watched Fast 5 yesterday.
How awesome. Good?
It's fucking terrible.
Oh, come on.
Thank you.
So thank you. That's the fucking worst.
Hey, it's fine.
Why is that even necessary? A high five for that. Like, whoa, yeah, like, I agree.
I don't know.
It's a bad movie.
Yeah, no one likes
it. It was fun.
They love it.
It's not like I'm watching and going, man, that movie made me think. Woo! I watched it and went back
to buy it.
This is where I like the podcast.
Can we re-up on these?
I need another one of those Rolling Rocks.
I got whiskey or something
Can I get re-up on some beer?
You haven't had it.
No.
Anyway,
you have to drink the whiskey.
I also went to... On Wednesday.
It's not whiskey, it does it to
you.
It's Friday right now. Wednesday morning, I drove to Sandusky.
It's rum.
And I went to Kalahari with my girlfriend. That's pretty neat.
It's rum.
Kalahari is pretty neat. It's really fun. There's,
lots of animals, lots of
slides. I thought you were going to the desert first.
You're fucking dumb.
Well, you said,
I'm going to Kalahari.
You said, my girlfriend's got 25 grand that she got. Now we're going to the Kalahari. I was like, fuck! That's awesome.
Yeah, we're going to Kalahari Desert. No, I went to Kalahari in Sandusky, and,
Dare put your fucking mentality.
I didn't need to.
It's pretty...
Hey, man,
you guys are jerks.
This guy likes the silver helmet.
We should go. Keep going. We should actually go. There's an indoor park and an outdoor park.
Sorry, was it a water park?
Yeah, it's fucking pretty awesome.
You know what? I would love
way better than Great Wolf Lodge.
Like, yeah. As an adult, you had fun on the water slides?
They're scary. There's something about being in a tube. Like, you're in a tube that's just, like, I'm... you know, I'm 6 foot three, I'm a bigger guy, I'm in this fucking tube. You can't see anything because it's enclosed. I don't want this. And you don't know when twists and turns are coming or anything, or drops or anything, and you're, and I don't know, it's just like a very strange feeling.
How big are those thighs?
Pretty big.
Oh, Danny's a time of life.
For a water slide, yeah, I had fun. And there was a...
how far a drive was it, Dan?
Two hours, Sandusky.
We should fucking go to that.
It's not bad at all.
You know, prior to me getting The Last of Us, I was going to say, let's just make this the camping summer episode, but...
Camping summer episode.
So yeah. What happened when I went there was like a strange thing, and it's really strange because it's a water park and resort. They have like a spa and stuff, but there's also a giant...
Stayed in the resort?
Yeah. There's also this huge, like, conference hall, banquet hall in the basement, and there was a big convention for, like, cosplay.
Oh,
there it is again. Oh. So, the entire fucking hotel was booked. We literally got the last room.
Smells like dog boss in here.
We got a dog bot coming in.
We had the last room. We had the last room available.
There's a dog bot in the room.
Nobody that was staying in the resort was there for the water park, so everything was a walk-on. Normally rides that take an hour was a walk-on for 3 days. Walk, give a one. What?
Dad, right away.
Oh, man.
Kalahari's dope, man.
Oh. But I also did a...
They have
this one thing that I want to talk about. It's called a rope course.
It's
three tiers high. Like, each one is, like, as high as a floor in a building, or if not higher.
Tell me more.
Three go high. What does that even mean?
Three go high!
You have a harness around your waist and a rope on it, and you got to, you have to, like, walk like a tightrope. Like, if you want. There's a bunch of different ones. All of my friends have had two beers and now cannot have a conversation without farting and dying laughing.
No, tell them more about the ropes.
Just squat.
It was just pretty mean.
We're descending into darkness.
Well,
Star Trek into darkness.
Maybe another time we'll tell everyone about this.
Two beers in the darkness.
It was a water park and it was really fun. Have fun if you go.
I'll go if I go. If I could go, could I go?
If I could go, you could go.
Let's do 15 more minutes.
Next person to have a fart goes.
goes home.
No.
Where's my beers?
Whoever's talking.
You gotta re-up.
New
rule. Oh, Kyle, please.
No.
Please, your dog's been shitting in my face.
New rule.
Re-up the brew.
Whoever's talking has to pause for somebody who's squatting.
Come on in, buddy.
Yeah. Pause and squat, boys.
Pause and squat.
Sierra, go give me a beer, you little bite.
Come kiss Yunka, Daniel.
I have to fart, but I'm pretty sure I'll poop on the microphone.
Come kiss Yunka. Yunka.
Oh, we can't do it.
Okay,
please grab me a roll.
13 more minutes. We got anything fun?
There's probably a lot of food on the floor.
That's what he's got. Yeah, there's cornbread. There's fucking cornbread.
Oh, my fucking computer broke this week.
Wow.
Windows 8?
Sucks already.
Yeah, Windows 8's like, oh, there's a new update. There's a new update.
You fucking broke it?
It was a new update.
How much porn?
Sorry, yeah, you.
No porn.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say you porned it. This is what happened. It broke.
This is what happened. It said, there's an update. Install, restart now. Yes. Shut up.
Please download this update.
Yeah. What
did
you
watch these titties?
Did you have to update the codex or something like that?
No. The codex.
Did you update your codex? Damn.
Said there was an update. Would you like to restart now?
You need a new codex to watch this video. Update.
Shut the fuck up! So it goes to restart. It shows the HP symbol, and then it's got like the startup icon, and then it just goes to a black screen and does nothing.
Did you bring it in? You got
it. I replaced it.
Still,
I brought it back, and I got another.
You got a new one.
I just replaced it. Another one.
McCasco.
Costco, baby.
It's broken.
They didn't even ask me a question.
It's got a virus.
It's broken. It's
I said it was tracked on or something.
To be fair.
No, hold on. What did Dane... I want to hear what Dane said.
I brought in, I said, I had an update, I went to restart it, it does not start up. And she's like, okay, no problem.
You know what I've heard? Like, there's too much 100% of computers just fucking break. Like, you have a month and they're going down.
That's what
I want to take
pretty
your...
Much
that Windows interface. That Microsoft.
Your HP box.
Yeah.
Your HP stickers.
That magic.
Put them on my computer and they try the same thing.
For a small PC fee, because I need that box.
You do?
Yeah, this one's gonna break in a month and I have to replace it.
This computer shit, there's too much porn on it.
You know what? That BitTorrent shit you downloaded right off the bat, I had to have TJ come and fix my computer.
TJ?
That's true, you fucked it up.
You fucked it up so bad.
That's crazy, I've downloaded BitTorrent 1,000 times.
Yeah, on your fucking 1998 laptop that is as fast as Zero's shit.
Yeah, and it doesn't get viruses.
It's full of viruses. It is a virus.
Anyway, I'm sorry that happened to you.
That's okay.
I'm just trying to help you, cocksucker.
Cocksucker, motherfucker. So I didn't get that one. I got,
cocksucker, motherfucker.
Azores.
Azure.
Views.
Yeah, views.
Man, I don't know what the hell.
Views? I was just the worst.
I was fine with views, and now I went up to BitTorrent.
Can I five again?
I'm on BitTorrent. What the fuck is that?
UTorrent.
Oh yeah, UTorrent. Maybe that's why I fucked this computer up.
UTorrent is much better than views.
I downloaded BitTorrent.
UTorrent is just so simple.
Views
is taking over your computer, and like
it's this giant program. That's right.
UTorrent only serves to open a torrent and download it. Views has other agendas.
Running UTorrent is like running Notepad.
Exactly. Running Views takes up a certain amount of your RAM on your computer.
I'm fine with that. I'm sorry that I did that to you. I downloaded BitTorrent, not UTorrent. I made a mistake.
Yeah, BitTorrent gave me a fucking search bar, like another task.
Well, how many times did you click yes?
You did it all.
No.
You told me you're
just
like,
saying,
you
yeah,
would have clicked
yeah,
all this.
All
no, I don't do that. I don't do that, and we talked about it on the show. So
no, we were joking about it. Joe and I were installing, and he's like, you wouldn't have read those. You would have installed them.
Anyway, I've noticed that BitTorrent... I'm sorry, Dan, I cut you off. Me and you.
That's it.
I've noticed that UTorrent, oh my god, UTorrent, it will, like, after a couple of minutes, like, it'll go, like, okay, 300K or something like that. It'll drop down to 60, and the upload will spike.
That has nothing to do with UTorrent, I'm convinced.
Yeah, but Views doesn't do that.
Views, you want to talk about problems with Views.
Views will just for a long time, it hasn't created any problems.
Views does a thing where it automatically downloads an update and then just starts seeding it without asking your permission. So you're seeding another torrent that is a Views update agreed to or wanted to do. Sure, I can go in there and pause it, but it's just like, if I have UTorrent running in the background, I know it's not going to auto-install
an update.
I have
that turned off. It doesn't do that.
Yeah, man, you don't have to do that.
Regardless.
Also,
UTorrent is not slower than Views. You can't say that.
They're both fine. The only reason I have UTorrent now is because Pirate Bay is easier to use with UTorrent.
You know what I did not like about Views?
Pirate Bay is pretty nice.
UTorrent and Pirate Bay get me my shows faster than Views.
Through Google, I typed in season 3, episode 9 for Game of Thrones, and I got it come up on... I think it was...
Someone else is farting. I don't smell it.
I think it was
in the other room.
Dude, it's your dog.
He's farting.
I swear to God I'm not farting.
I'm not farting.
I'd be farting in the microphone if that was.
Okay, so I saw it comes up and it says download now, right? It's got the little one that you're supposed to click. I click on it, it does absolutely nothing.
God.
I had to search through Views.
I hope you brought some paper towels from home.
That sucks. I had to search through Views to download with Views. Does that make sense?
There's just a couple spillsies on there.
Don't you get drunk in sleep?
Good thing I'm on it.
Thanks, Kyle.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm going to uninstall Views and get...
Here's how many paper towels you have. I never bought paper towels.
Okay, none of that.
Yeah, I bought the toilet paper.
Sarah bought the toilet paper.
That counts as me.
Okay, we got 8 minutes.
Fuck, I did it.
No.
I was the
one. Oh, for fuck, Chad. It's all in the beer.
Fuck, man. I was the one.
What was that? That was poo. That's what stinks in here.
Doug, you stood up.
Shut up. I probably farted. I admit when I farted.
Doug, you stood up, and underneath your ass is 100% sand from that fucking crazy bread. Stand up.
Crazy bread?
It's probably sand.
It's sand.
I spilled booze on your floor. You once
pissed
on my floor.
Here's a weird... here's a weird little tip of advice. I took 2 muscle relaxer pills before I came over today, and now I'm drinking. I feel crazy.
That was like, no one was themselves. I wasn't there, but...
I know. I'm not holding it against you. I'm just laughing.
Okay, do we have 7 minutes of good material?
Put Last of Us back on, and I can watch that.
Yeah, let's close off with 10 more minutes of Last of Us.
Now you're singing my song, boy.
Turn the light off, shut the door, I don't want to hear that ass no more.
Let's play, turn it
up. Get your fat ass in here.
He's drinking it. He's making a Desmond!
Okay, so we got 10 minutes of Last of Us exclusive on the All Rangeable Podcast. Once again, before we cut it off, my name's Joe. To my right, I got Dan. Dan's right, we got Kyle.
Trying to fart.
Trying to fart.
Chad's screaming his ass off.
And then we got Doug again. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week for the E3 episode. Write in. Let us know what you think's going to happen. And let us know your thoughts on E3. Thanks.
Everybody shut up. If it smells like a fart, it smells like a fucking
close
fart.
The door.
There's nothing any of us can do.
Yeah, we can close
whether
the door.
Man or beast created.
All right. All range mode out. Enjoy 10 minutes of Last of Us. Beep, beep, beep. All range mode.
Cocky little freaks.
Oh my god, reeks.
West End District. Hey, we had a drop to make.
We had a drop to make.
Well, you wanted to be left alone, remember?
It's a fucking sweet beard.
Yeah. So I'll take one guess. The whole deal went south and the client made off with our pills. Is that about right?
Deal went off without a hitch. Enough ration cards to last us a couple of months. Easy.
You want to explain this?
I was on my way back here, and I got jumped by these two assholes, all right? And yeah, they got a few good hits in, but... Look, I managed.
Give me that. Are these assholes still with us?
That's funny.
At least find out who they were.
Yeah, look, they were a couple of nobodies. They don't matter. What matters is that Robert fucking sent them.
Our Robert.
He knows that we're after him. He figures he's gonna get us first.
Son of a bitch, he's smart.
No. He's not smart enough. I know where he's hiding.
Like hell you do.
Old warehouse in Area 5. Can't say for how long, though.
Well, I'm ready now. Yeah?
Oh, I can do now.
That's not the chick.
Let's shut this motherfucker out.
Oh my god, GameCube.
Come on.
Shut
up. It's troll. It is fuzzy.
I think it's still 3D.
No, it's the grain.
Go ahead and
it's cube.
It's the grain. It just switched.
Resident Evil 0.
The game hours left until curfew.
What?
That's not her, right?
No.
No, she's dead.
She's dead. She's dead and she was born.
And she was 8 years old.
They've been selected for outside work duties.
Hey, those guys. First time playing as a main character.
You go tell those guys to see if they're all fucking first.
But he does have gray hair.
I'll make sure.
Hey, try and break the...
What about you, Joel? You've been summoned for this bullshit yet?
Nope.
That's awesome. You don't have to press talk. You just walk over and they start talking to you.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's...
You just said you can...
It's been done.
Was it this game where
you... Wait, lean against the wall. Did you put his hand there?
No. He keeps walking into it.
Hey, Doug, take the left toggle and spin it in a circle a whole lot.
Like Tim does. Oh, it doesn't do it.
Left toggle.
Do a little jig.
So you walk into the wall and you can't go any further.
Do a little dance with the left toggle.
Yeah, you gotta go back and forth. Left, right, left, right, left, right.
What's the
purpose?
Come on.
Just see how bad it is.
Look at his feet.
Certain games, he'll just spin around like on his like center axis.
You know it's a bad game if it does that. And this one doesn't do it.
Hitman does it.
Yeah,
it's a good game.
Like I said, it's a bad game.
Compare this to Hitman.
Come on.
Hitman, it took 4 months to make, and it was 8 guys.
Don't take it personally.
I knew Hitman wasn't good.
Look at that.
No, the old Hitman.
Rationalize has no idea.
Absolution was terrible.
I'm talking about Blood Money.
Yeah, Blood Money was fun. I had a lot of fun.
Blood Money was shit too, but.
Get out of town.
This one was so linear. It was like, you can kill him in 2 ways. One way was press X. And this truck drives by.
Look at the water splash technology.
They're gonna shoot that guy. You're missing it!
Time for the cleansing project. Just scanning his head.
It was 20
oh,
years ago.
Oh, one of them
is
getting dead. We got one.
It's the black one.
It's the one way off to the right.
It's the black one. That's
it's
right.
Not the black one. No way.
No, it's gotta be the hoodie black.
Black? No. Yeah. What is the black one?
Hold her down. Do it.
Please. Do it.
Eyes forward.
Lethal injection.
Down.
They always do it to the black one.
This.
Oh, then the white one.
White one's dead too. Shut equal up. Rights. Equal dead rights.
Consider yourself lucky.
Is there gonna be
look up at those buildings?
Yeah, look at that building. The zombies pushed it over.
How'd they push it over?
Wow.
Sony sucks. I mean, that building would not be pushed
yeah,
over.
Come on, man.
Hey, Chad, you know Dice made this game secretly?
Buy it.
Oh, that probably makes sense, then.
They shouldn't give us any static up there. Just play cool.
Are we teasing it? Isn't that the whole idea?
Why don't you tease the best-rated game in a decade?
You can tease it and pass it.
All right, next tease is on Doug.
We'll see.
Oh,
fucking passwords so fake? It's just jaggy.
Business here.
They are.
Said it was Doug's friend. Alright.
You want to throw me?
Thanks.
They still didn't match with eyeballs, eh?
For what?
Eyeballs.
Next gen eyeballs would be the best.
Brains!
Brains!
What are you? They should just yell brains.
The sound would be so good with fucking headphones.
Yeah, it would. Look at that reflection!
Chad, you go back, go back! Go back.
Oh, I'll go back.
I can't.
Please?
I couldn't go back right there, I tried. I had already queued the cutscene.
So much for the easy route.
I could just plug
yourself up, alright?
The same way for the headphones on the PS3, right?
No. Not with a... If you have an X Turtle Beach headset...
No, I don't. Astros.
Maybe you can.
It's just plugs in USB.
The good thing about this game, too, is it never pauses. So when you're, like, crafting ammo and stuff like that, you can be attacked.
That's pretty
cool. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
The good thing about Xbox One is you don't need a headset because you can just yell at your Kinect.
Does PS3, does it have optical?
Look, you heal in real time like that. That's awesome.
Real time.
I had to wrap, like, take out the health kit, put a bandage on my arm, and, like, watch
it. Is there an optical cable output?
I don't know. Or for a PlayStation? Yeah, there is.
Okay, sweet. Same hookup for an Xbox then, so...
Oh, look at the lens flare. I'm liking that.
Where?
Hey, Tess. You see that shit?
I was there. Hey, how's the East Tunnel looking?
It's clear. I just used it. No patrols. And where are you off to?
Gonna pay Robert a visit?
You building reminds me of Half-Life.
Who else is looking for him?
Marlene.
In a good way?
She's been asking around, trying to find
sure.
him.
Sure.
Marlene? What do the Fireflies need with Robert?
I think she does.
Well, what did you tell her?
The truth.
I see it.
I got no idea where he's
at. Look up the light.
Good man. Hey, you stay out of trouble.
Burns. The
military's gonna be out in force soon.
Yeah, see you around.
Ocarina of Time.
Am I the only one who ever put subtitles on?
Yeah, I like
the bells. Alright, sweet. I got somebody with me.
Marlene looking for Robert? What do you make of that?
I can hear just
fine. I don't like it.
You better find it. I don't want to miss anything, that's why.
Can you run right now?
No.
You're just choosing to walk?
I can't run.
I hate when games do that.
Yeah, me too.
Let's walk this way. Wait.
Let's move now.
Alright.
This is us.
Now I can run.
Hey, guys.
This is Robert?
How's it going?
I've been drinking some fucking beer.
How are we looking over here?
It's been quiet. No signs of military are infected.
That's what I like to hear.
No signs of military, but I'm fucking wasted right now. Are video games the best video game? Who is
Joel,
he?
Joel, hang out with this.
Who's this guy now?
Oh, Resident Evil 4 technology.
OLED TV! That's bad. At least the bottom one on top.
That TV is amazing.
That TV is awesome.
That is real.
In all fairness, it's probably one of those fake display TVs that they have at...
No, it looks real.
Maybe it was a joke.
It was meant to be a fake joke TV.
Yeah, it was probably a joke TV.
God,
yeah,
it's
probably a joke.
Ah!
Hey, shut up! I hope they make a new Rogue game.
Let's grab our gear.
Game! That was amazing.
Can we listen to that episode after this?
Yeah, do it right now.
Okay.
I kept that in the
I just want to bash a skull in with the fucking wrench like he does in the trailer.
Hey, do you have to collect anything in this game? Like, collect posters from 1998.
A new road. Yeah. This is like, you're staring me right in the eyes.
Oh, plus R1.
My true hope.
Right, Texas.
Is that it's a new Rogue game? Oh, the truth.
Oh, shut up, Voision.
Yeah, Voision.
Connect Voision.
Do I say something stupid? Or
Doug,
it's that wall, Doug. It's a triangle.
What?
Triangle
wall.
You gotta climb it.
Press triangle to activate climb mechanic.
You gotta push your ass
guys,
up.
Guys, come on.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, ma'am.
You have to press triangle to activate the climb mechanic. Press triangle to grab her head.
Glabber.
I didn't have to press triangle to glab it, it just did it.
Press triangle the rubber band.
No!
Fucking grab her titties.
Well, tap triangle, can you? Grab her titties.
Try and break the camera so it looks at her bombastas.
Grab her titties.
Break the camera so it looks at her bombastas.
Come on, for fuck.
Go on the feast first.
My subtitles would be great because we can read while you guys talk.
Oh, you're missing important dialogue options.
Who knows? When they
check the oven
things,
for
honestly, the hinge toward stuff.
Check the pizza oven for snacks. Hold on. Turn to the right.
Shoot the wall.
There's pizza right there.
Ooh.
All right. Shut up. Shoot the wall. Shoot the wall, Doug. Shoot the wall. Come on.
I have
four fucking bullets.
Use one to shoot the wall.
I would like you all to leave.
Alright, don't take it personally, okay?
I would like everyone to go. I just want to play it. And that's please go. Let's stop it.
Okay, I'll leave if you shoot the wall. Or no, go walk up to the jukebox and shoot the glass.
No.
I cannot wait. Please do it.
Hold on.
I'm not leaving until you do it.
Conversation.
Press triangle to cue dialogue.
I ain't been out here in a while.
It's like we're on a date.
Well, I am the romantic type.
You got your way.
Dead.
But I did fuck your pussy last week.
Go collect those bricks.
Let's smoke fucking weed.
Where's
man.
The ladder?
There's gotta be around here somewhere.
Use the booze to chase.
Do a barrel roll.
What is that?
It's the ladder.
Oh!
Grab it.
Grab
What's
it.
Wrong
it's
with the way
run
that
through it. Run through it.
That is a real chunk.
That is a real chunk, Joe.
If I ever seen chunks that are real, that's a real chunk.
Right over there. For.
What game is better right now? What game
I know.
Is better?
No, we're teasing.
Because it's fun.
It's teasing because we're all sitting. It's the game's amazing.
Yeah, no one's debating that this is a good game.
I'm gonna sneeze.
Got it.
Use triangle to grab the ladder.
Use the boost to chase.
Coil unlocked.
Put the ladder up. Walking it.
The hell? The ladder's a main thing in this game?
There's already a puzzle. I'm too drunk to do it.
Ladder to the chunk.
Yeah. The chunk's there to connect the ladder to.
You know what my least favorite thing in video games is when you're trying to solve a puzzle and you have someone giving you a hint, and the hint just keeps repeating itself over and over again.
He's first.
Hey! Listen!
Yeah.
That's a Naughty Dog thing. L3 to hint.
Put the ladder it's over on that wall over there. Put the ladder.
Right.
Oh my god.
That's not proper
ladder over against that wall. Hey, put the ladder against that wall over there.
You should probably grab the ladder on the wall.
Down
over
from
there.
Here.
Don't you think
that's Resident Evil? That's the Resident Evil for sure. Maybe I can use this ladder to climb that wall that I was looking at earlier.
Once we get our merchandise back, it should be.
Oh, hello!
Best flashlight technology I've ever seen.
That is pretty good
that.
Flashlight technology.
Next month. More pills, lots of ammo.
Oh no, it's no Doom 3.
Hold up.
It's no zombie you.
Who got Matt?
Oh, zombie juice.
Drink that.
Don't go in here, it's juice.
What happens if you go in with the juice on?
You know that BB3 video of the ant with the thing growing out of its head?
Yeah.
They used that as viral footage of this game to say, like, that's what caused the infection when it went to humans.
What did you call it?
Viral video?
BB3?
BBC.
You
said BB3.
I might have.
You probably said BB3.
I might have.
There's definitely bands in here.
Use the boost to chase.
Can you shoot the wall, please?
Get in the hole. Press O to shoot the Banes.
I'm gonna kill one Banes and then it's dead.
Shoot the wall.
Shoot that Banes.
That Banes is coming alive.
Oh my god, a chunk.
Why is it really a chunk to
it's
you?
Dumb.
No, that thing's definitely coming alive.
Don't take it so personally.
I'm trying to play it.
Okay,
I just want to
play
it.
I'm not gonna say
because it's the fucking biggest PlayStation game.
Just shoot
I
the
have
wall.
I'm not gonna
no.
say a word anymore. Why is Nathan doing fucking Blair Witch right now?
Guys, in here's okay.
Joe, imagine this was Super Smash Bros. And you got it early.
Get the fuck out of here.
You would have canceled the podcast.
Imagine 10 minutes after thinking, where did Dan go?
Should be able to fit through here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you shoot the wall?
Be careful.
Shoot the metal. Shoot the metal filing cabinet.
Joe, stop shooting.
Just save it, shoot it, and leave
it. Something eventually.
Why do you want to see the shoot?
The fucking joke is over.
It's very important.
Shoot me.